Cameron Ward are holding the fort for Tony Gillam today and all this week, actually. Now, sizzling salsa, rambunctious rumba and passionate paso doble are your favourite dancers will more than likely be on display up at Fort Regent next month as a Latin dance extravaganza lands in Jersey. Only recently, actually, we had Pasha and Katia from Strictly Come Dancing in the island, didn't we? Well, two more stars of the Saturday night BBC One hit are coming to Jersey for this event. Ola and James Jordan, and also Ola and James, as well as dancing your favourite dancers, your Latin dancers. They're also going to be answering questions as well. An intimate question and answer session, it's billed as. The show's also going to feature flamenco dancers, a world tap dancing champion as well, Jack Evans, who's going to be showing you what's possible with Latin rhythms, and a football. Very intriguing, especially with the World Cup on at the moment. And also, as well as Jack and everyone above, the European Salsa Champions, Marash and Christina, are going to be here. One half of those European Salsa Champions joins me on the line now. Christina, good morning, Christina.
Oh, hi, Cameron. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Have you ever been to Jersey before?
No, we've never been to Jersey before, but we've heard that it's an amazing place, so we can't wait to do all our sightseeing while we're there.
Yeah, it's not too long, is it? It's just next month, which is, well, I say next month. Next month is tomorrow now, isn't it? It's the 19th.
Yeah,
the 19th that you're here.
Yeah, it's happening on the 19th of July, as you mentioned, at the Ford Regent in Gloucester Hall. And the event starts at 8 p.m, so we're looking forward to see everyone there.
So when did you first think to yourself, I want to be a dancer, I want to dance?
Well, it really started when I was little. I started dancing when I was about 4 years old. And really, it wasn't me. It was my parents who actually brought me to the dance school. And my mum said that, you know, I was very lively and I was jumping around. And all I wanted to do was perform. So that's how it started. So I started at a local dance school and then... yeah, it all took from there.
Yeah, was it? Is it something you're glad that your parents sort of got you into?
Yes, yeah. It was my mum and also it was my auntie. So we've got the dancing in the family. So I guess I was just the next generation.
And how long have you been dancing with Marash as well?
We've been dancing together for about 9 years now. So we met back home in our native Slovakia and then we moved to London, UK. So we've been dancing salsa for about, almost over 10 years.
Oh, wow. And then European Salsa Champions as well. Can you tell us what it's like competing at that level? Like, where is it held and, you know, how was it to take part?
It was amazing, actually. It was held in London. It was last year. It was in August. And it's always amazing because, first of all, we didn't think that, you know, we would win. We thought, right, we'll just do our best and we'll see how it goes. And to be honest, we have got a lot of friends who compete with us. So it's a very friendly atmosphere at the same time. So although we're competing, we're having so much fun at the same time. So winning was just really, really great bonus. But it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a great feeling.
Over the moon to win it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But it's always nice to be sharing dance floor with amazing dancers. So it's such a great experience every time that we go and compete.
Is it something, I would imagine then, it's something, it is a full time, this is, dancing is your life?
Dancing is our life, but also is our hobby as well. So we've been doing it, you know, since we were little. Marash actually started dancing when he was 19. So every time when we have got time, you know, we're on a dance floor. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Can you tell us a bit about the show up at Fort Regent on the 19th? What can people expect when they come up there?
Well, as you mentioned, there will be different shows. Ola and also Jordan will be doing their rumba and paso doble. As we know, there are amazing Strictly Come Dancing dancers, so you can expect really amazing shows from them. But the show, the evening, will be also full of varieties of the dance shows. So you can see, as you mentioned, flamenco shows, tap dancing. Me and Marjorie will be doing salsa shows, bachata tango shows, and bachata shows. So people can expect really, really good fun and incredible, incredible shows done by amazing dancers. So everyone who's interested, please get your ticket if you haven't done so, because it will be a really, really great event.
I hear as well you're also going to be doing some educational work whilst you're here as well with some school students. I believe at one of our local schools, La Roque here.
Yes, that's right. We'll be doing a, it will be done over 90 minutes. It will be a workshop. We will be working with the year 9 and year 11, and we will be teaching salsa. And we can't wait. I mean, we're really excited about working with a new, you know, new generation of the dancers. So we can't wait, you know, to meet them, to see them, and to really teach them, you know, what we love. So we're very excited about that, definitely.
What kind of things are you going to be showing them?
Well, we will be teaching them salsa. So it will be everything from dancing on their own, what we call shine. But also, if we have an opportunity, we show them how to dance with their partners as well. So we will see how it goes, but I'm sure that everyone will know how to dance salsa by the end of it.
Yeah, I was saying to Sarah, who I'm working with today here at Radio Jersey, that I do have kind of two left feet, and the only dancer that I'm really confident with is probably the Macarena, really embarrassingly. But is it hard to learn the basics of salsa?
No, absolutely. There's no one who has got two left feet. So if you can, join us as well or see us, you know, somewhere, and we'll definitely show you that everyone can dance salsa. It's not hard. It's very easy. It's so much fun. And really, everyone can do it. So, you know, everyone who has got the opportunity to join any classes or be shown how to dance salsa should really try. It's so much fun and it's so easy to learn.
I think
I'm sure that you'll be able to do it as well.
I think I may be an exception to the rule of no one's got two left feet. But it's something I'd like to give a go maybe at some point, have a go at doing salsa.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So much fun, as I say, and the music is amazing as well.
And we've already mentioned also Ola and James of Strictly Fame are going to be at the event. Is that something you watch? Do you like Strictly? Are you a big fan?
Absolutely, we're massive fans. Every time it's on, we watch it every weekend. Unfortunately, they're left Strictly Come Dancing now, but hopefully, you know, we will be having a chance to see them on, you know, events like this. So if the people want to see them again, as we say, please come and join us on the 19th, because they are amazing, truly, truly amazing dancers. So yes, yeah, so we're absolutely in love with Strictly and with all the glitz and glamour. So yeah. 19th of July is one event to come to.
Yeah, bringing that glitz and glamour here to Jersey. Christina, thanks ever so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, you too as well. That's Christina, one half of Marash and Christina, European Salsa Champions. And if you do fancy going along to that event on the 19th of July up at the Fort, it's £25 a ticket with concessions.